Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, February 1st, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. NATO's Secretary General has warned that Russia is mobilizing more soldiers and preparing to ramp up its military campaign in Ukraine. In a speech in the South Korean capital of Seoul on Monday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warned that Putin is preparing new attacks, mobilizing more troops, and acquiring more weapons and ammunition. According to Stoltenberg, Putin's goal of controlling Ukraine remains unchanged, and a victory for Putin would make the world more dangerous. During his speech, Stoltenberg called on NATO allies and partners like South Korea to give Ukraine as much support as possible, as military support today makes it possible to reach a peace agreement tomorrow. Today is day 343 of Russia's war against Ukraine. The Baltic states and Poland on Tuesday supported Ukraine's request to completely exclude all Russian and Belarusian athletes from the upcoming 2024 Olympics in Paris. The Latvian Olympic Committee has already threatened to boycott the Games, with the Latvian foreign minister declaring that Latvia will not participate in the Games together with the aggressor country. Latvia, its Baltic neighbors Estonia and Lithuania, as well as Poland, have all come out in support of Kyiv against the presence of Russians and Belarusians at the Olympic Games. Last week, Polish Sports Minister Kamil Bortniczuk said he cannot imagine the possibility of Russians and Belarusians participating in the Olympic Games. Poland's president has signed a new bill that officially recognizes and regulates remote working and also gives employers the right to perform sobriety checks on employees. Legislation approved by President Andrzej Duda on Monday now officially includes remote work in Poland's labor code. Under the new legislation, staff will be allowed to work remotely on a full-time or part-time basis, depending on the needs of the given employee and employer, including in emergency situations such as the outbreak of an epidemic or when the worker needs to look after a relative. Remote work arrangements will have to be offered to parents of children up to the age of 4, parents and carers of people with disabilities, and pregnant women. A rare comet is set to make an appearance in the night sky this week, with tomorrow expected to be the best date to catch a glimpse from locations in Poland. Comet C222E3-ZTF, which last visited our solar system some 50,000 years ago, is currently approaching Earth and should be visible tomorrow. According to Przemysław Róż of the Polish Space Agency, the blue-green comet will be located just above the horizon and should be visible most of the night. The comet should reach its greatest brightness on February 2nd, when viewers should look for it near the constellation of Ursa Minor, headed towards the constellation of the Giraffe. Construction is underway on a so-called natural playground in the district of Gdańsk-Chełm, composed entirely of structures made of living willow trees. The natural playground comprises a mix of structures, including one large and two small gazebos, 40 meters of willow tunnel, and four small huts. A series of paths has also been laid out in the playground, with preparations made for flower beds to complement the other natural design elements. According to Anna Jachwalkiewicz, owner of Żywa Architektura, the company which designed the park, such spaces provide a variety of benefits. The park gives shade and prevents the formation of urban heat islands, creating a microclimate, while simultaneously supporting biodiversity and a haven for bees and other pollinators, and providing a natural filter for soil, water, and air.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cold, with a chance for rain showers throughout the day and a strong breeze coming in from the west. Temperatures will be slightly warmer than yesterday, with highs of 5 degrees centigrade or 41 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 2 degrees centigrade or 35 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for some snow tomorrow evening. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.